Let's go out to the guest line right now, and let's continue the conversation. The head coach of Colgate joining us right now, Matt Langle, is our guest here on the Sports Map Radio Selection Sunday Show. Coach, it's Jake Asman and Greg Frank here. Thanks so much for your time, and congratulations on a great season so far.
Thanks for having me, and appreciate acknowledging the season.
Coach, first-round matchup against Wisconsin in Milwaukee. I mean, look, I don't know if you could say this, but I'll say it for you. Man, that is a tough break to have to basically take on a Wisconsin team when they're playing a home game.
Well, you said it, not me. It's not the Kohl Center, but it's probably about as close as you can get. Yeah, it'll be a great environment. I think that, you know, our guys, we played the NCAA tournament last year, and it was a little bit of a different experience with, you know, without all the fanfare. So, while I'm sure we won't be the favorite, there are probably going to be some other teams' fans in the arena, and hopefully we can be competitive, and they'll help support us against all of Badger Nation.
Well, Matt, I'll definitely be supporting you because I'm a South Jersey native as well. I know you grew up in Morristown. I grew up in Cherry Hill. I went to Temple. I know that you were on the staff with Fran Dunphy at Penn and at Temple, and you played for Dunph at Penn. I'm just curious what kind of impact he had on making you the coach you are today.
Yeah, probably more so than any other individual in my life, you know, when it comes to my job and my approach to being a leader and coaching the game that we love, is his fingerprint. And I couldn't be more proud to say that he's as fine of a coach as I've ever been around. He's a tremendous person, a great leader, a great role model. I could go on for hours and hours about the influence he's had, and although he's never been to Hamilton, New York, I could tell you that he's in so many ways helped build this program.
Coach, you mentioned you guys were in the NCAA tournament a year ago. What did you learn from that experience, and what lessons will you look to apply this time around?
Yeah, I think how fragile the game is. You know, this group, a lot of the guys that played will play in this game, you know, played against Tennessee 3 years ago. Then obviously there wasn't an NCAA tournament, and then played against Arkansas last year. You know, we were competitive in both of those games. And so, you know, those guys, I think they understand that, you know, if we play well, we can be competitive in these games, but that your margin for error is that much less than it normally is. That, you know, we had a double figure lead against Arkansas, and, you know, less than a media timeout later, you know, it's all evaporated in entirety. So I think that our maturity, our experiences, hopefully will help us play this game possession by possession and be locked in on the details that you need to give yourself a chance.
Matt, 10 years ago, you took this job at Colgate, 8-22 your first season. Just now you're going to the NCAA tournament for the third straight tournament. Just how proud are you of what you've built at Colgate? And obviously, I'm sure there's more you want to continue to achieve, and you want to win an NCAA tournament game and continue to make Colgate one of the better low mid-major programs in the country. But just how proud are you of the progress you've made there so far?
Yeah, you mentioned my background a little bit, and thanks for doing that. I was fortunate as a player and a young coach to be a part of two programs with great history and tradition and outside expectations, but even more so inside expectations. So, you know, for us to be able to build a program that is competitive, competing for championships in the Patriot League, that was kind of the goal. And to be able to do it once was, you know, a dream come true, but now to be able to sustain that over a number of years, you know, the tournament that didn't happen, we won the regular season, so we would have been in the NIT that season and played in the CBI 5 years ago. So to have a program that, you know, is consistently going to the postseason for the Patriot League is something that I'm certainly proud of the guys who have been a part of building that and the staff that has been with me along the way.
Coach, we really appreciate your time tonight. Good luck in the NCAA tournament, and hopefully you guys could silence that crowd in Milwaukee coming up later this week.
Thanks, guys. That'd be terrific.
Matt Langle, the head basketball coach of Colgate, joining us here on the Sports Map Radio Selection Sunday Show. Coming up, more on the bracket, more college coaches joining us throughout the remainder of the show. He's Greg Frank. I'm Jake Asman. You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Selection Sunday Show.